Hello, and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand. And today we're going to start with Songkran. Now, Songkran's coming up, and everyone loves to go on holiday and enjoy a cold beverage. But we've got some unfortunate news for you. Alcohol sales are going to see new restrictions this Songkran for safety reasons. To address the high incidence of road accidents linked to drunk driving during the extended World Songkran Festival from April 1st to 21st, the Public Health Ministry, led by Minister Cholnan, has implemented strict controls on alcohol sales, especially targeting sales to minors. The festival period is divided into a preparatory stage from April 1 to 10, main events 11 to 17, and a post-festival period 18 to 21. Authorities are tasked with enforcing sales restrictions, including limited selling hours and prohibitions on sales to those under 20 and in restricted areas. Measures include mandatory breathalyzer and blood tests for those involved in accidents, with legal actions against vendors violating these rules. Cholnan highlighted the role of community checkpoints in preventing drunk driving. Last year's Songkran period saw 4,340 casualties, with a significant number of accidents involving young people under 20.
That's a big number of casualties, honestly. Yeah. So it's interesting to see that they're trying to take some steps to curb that number.
That's right. Drink driving, obviously, is a huge issue in Thailand. Not just speeding, but especially during Songkran, people just let loose, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the one month of the year where half of the country, most of the country is just shut down for half the month.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things. They wind us up in March. There's no holidays in March, so you just gotta work, and then Songkran, April comes through.
Not only, so you have, I think, 4 to 5 days for Songkran holidays, plus the weekends, plus there's another public holiday just before Songkran. So on average, I believe offices are open only for 12 to 14 days.
Oh, there you go. Is that us too?
Including us, yes.
Hey,
that's
nice.
Right. Right.
We can go out and celebrate some Songkran,
bad
baby.
Month for business.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Good month for water splashing. I don't know, whatever. Anyways, we still got some more Songkran news, because apparently Songkran is set to have a very significant impact on the overall Thai economy. So the Songkran Festival in Thailand, a significant cultural event celebrated with water splashing activities, is expected to generate a substantial 24.4 billion baht from an estimated 510,000 international visitors and 4.2 million domestic trips. This is according to the Tourism Authority of Thailand. This year's revenue, forecasted for the period of April 12th to 16th, marks a 49% increase from the previous year, with domestic and international tourism contributing 15.6 billion baht and 8.76 billion baht, respectively. Bangkok alone is projected to earn 3.7 billion baht from the festival, which will be celebrated at the Ratchathamnon Klang Avenue from April 11th to 15th. The festivities, extended across 21 days in April, will benefit from a 130 million baht promotional effort by the government, showcasing 20 special parades targeting a significant influx of tourists. This initiative comes as Thailand sees a robust return of international tourism, mainly coming from China, Malaysia, and Russia, buoyed by those visa exemptions, I think.
This
is my first... last year was my first proper Songkran.
Okay.
And now it's going to be generating an extra 50% more revenue, which means probably a lot more people a lot of stuff going on.
This year absolutely will be a lot more wild.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last year, you know, people were still wondering, like, is it going to be the same? They just kind of started it. And it was a great year for Songkran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this year, oof.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I gotta go to work in my bathing suit every day. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to move on to our next story. A bear attack has taken place. Over the weekend, a Thai man named Pumin survived an attack by an Asian black bear in the Dong Yai Wildlife Sanctuary in the Buriram province while searching for ant eggs. His wife reported the incident, explaining that Pumin encountered the bear while collecting eggs, leading to severe injuries on his arms and legs. The attack took place near Khao Luk Chang, and Pumin managed to fend off the bear with a knife, inadvertently injuring it. He is currently stable at the hospital. This incident marks a rare case of aggression from a bear known to locals, with the sanctuary's director
identifying the attacker as a female Asian black bear, urging the community to report wild animals near residential areas for their safety and that of the wildlife.
Yeah, I think anybody who survives a bear attack, I don't know, that's like, I think that's a free pass to life, you think? Right.
I think the bigger question is, how far would you go to collect ant eggs?
Indeed, yeah. That was not something I thought anybody did.
Well, so, someone's got to do it. It's a delicacy in...
is it?
Yeah. Thai people love eating ant eggs. Have you ever had the ant egg curry and ant egg dish?
I have not. This is the first I'm hearing of it. Yeah. My gosh.
It tastes all right.
Okay. Yeah,
I wouldn't say it's my cup of tea, but it's not bad.
I'm not above eating insects, that's for sure. I definitely do it all the time. I'm an adventurous eater, so.
I feel like a lot of the exotic Thai dish, they just like put so much spice on it that your mouth is just kind of burning, so you're just like, oh, no, it's all right.
Who even knows what's going on in there,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Well, anyway, some other spicy news, I guess. So the MFP may be facing disillusion over its stance on the Les Majestes laws. So the Election Commission of Thailand, or ECT, has formally requested the Constitution Court to consider the dissolution of the Move Forward Party due to its efforts to reform the Les Majestes Law, or Section 112 of the criminal law, claiming it threatens the monarchy and the democratic form of government with the king as head of state. This action follows complaints by Thai lawyer Khun Thirayut and members of the Palong Pracharath Party, PPRP, concerning the MFP's campaign activities. The ECT argues that the MFP has violated constitutional provisions related to political party conduct and has called for a judicial review, which is expected to conclude in about 2 months. Despite the potential for dissolution, MFP spokesperson Khun Parit remains hopeful, stressing the importance of political party growth in Thailand and the non-normalization of party dissolution. The party has prepared a contingency plan and vows to continue its work, emphasizing the significance of this issue for Thai politics. Oh my gosh, I just think this is such a useless effort. It looks bad, like dissolving parties, and then they just come back, right? Mm-hmm. This has already happened before. It was the Future Forward Party. Now it's the Move Forward Party.
Yeah.
It'll come back as some other kind of forward party. Mm-hmm. It's not going to die. So it's sort of like this political game that they're playing where they look petty. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the establishment powers.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to our next story, which is we actually have two stories coming up of good old Americans in Thailand.
Mm.
Well, an American man has severely assaulted a retired police officer in a shocking incident at a local village grocery store. A retired Thai police officer, Khun Athapon, narrowly escaped death after being choked by an American man in an unprovoked attack. The retired officer was enjoying snacks when the assailant, known only as a store customer, launched a sudden assault, leaving Artanon struggling for air. The act of violence is part of a pattern of erratic behavior displayed by the American, who has previously been evicted from the village for his disruptive actions. Despite attempts at mediation, Artapon is pressing charges supported by witness accounts, including from the grocery store owner, Khun Tuong Pon, who intervened during the assault. Local police, led by officers, are conducting a thorough investigation to ensure justice amidst community concerns over the American's aggressive conduct and previous conflicts within the village.
That's not a good look for us Americans. Yeah. Sounds like some guy who's probably just really mentally disturbed, like out here in the country of Thailand, finding himself lost in the world.
Yeah, I think. Look, before we judge, look, I don't think this person, regardless of nationality or whatever, was not in the right mental state. And I think in Thailand in general, people are extremely patient and they let go of things. Mm. This happens a lot, especially in villages or even in Phuket or anywhere like. When you know that someone's kind of mentally unstable, they let them get away with a lot of things. A lot of the times, these people have been abandoned by their families, and they're just kind of like going around causing chaos, and people just let it go, as in like, it's just him being him. But, you know, it gets incidents like this where, someone takes it a bit too far, and then they intervene. What we really need is like proper mental health and care, and the government actually having resources to kind of help these people, because they're around. You know, as much as we might not want to believe how many of them there are, but they're around, even in Asok and stuff, even when we're traveling around. So hopefully the government can actually come up with a proper solution to provide the right care and need for these people.
Agreed completely. Very well said. Well, on to our last story, which is yet another American behaving badly.
Yeah.
That's right. So an American man was caught in Phuket on CCTV sexually assaulting a horse. Oh, good God. So, in Phuket province, a disturbing incident was captured by CCTV at a horse farm in the Ta Lang district where an 18-year-old American was recorded sexually assaulting a pregnant horse, leading to, get this, the animal's miscarriage. This atrocious act, condemned by Watchdog Thailand, WDT, on social media, was not the teenager's first offense, as it was revealed he had previously assaulted another pregnant horse on the farm, causing additional miscarriages. The footage displayed the assailant inappropriately interacting with the horses, with the assaults causing significant harm, including irritation and infection to the animal's reproductive organs. Mm. Despite the risks associated with treatment, including the potential loss of pregnancy, the farm owner and livestock development department officials are seeking ways to treat the affected horses. WDT has urged local police to apprehend the individual to prevent further harm, marking a shift from the farm owner's previous inaction regarding legal complaints against the offender.
Wow. Alex, can you tell me what's your relationship with horses?
I knew you were going to do that. I wanted to beat you to the punch. I'm like, Jay, what would possess a teenager to go around aborting horses? Like,
oh, please.
That's what he's doing.
You've been riding horses your whole life.
I have, actually. I've spent a lot of time with horses, so this was near and dear to my heart. My dad has a horse right now.
Well, anyways, I would never think
of doing that.
Don't skip the question. What's your relationship with horses? Everybody wants to know.
They're healthy. Okay. It's a healthy relationship.
Okay, look. Okay, yeah. Mm-mm. All jokes aside, I mean, what's going on?
He's performing illegal horse
in Phuket
abortions.
So, what's going on?
I don't know. This is the shocking story that I'm going to
Steven.
Try to suppress this memory. I'm not sure
if
I need to. I'm not sure. I learned this. You needed to learn this. The world did.
But bestiality is a thing.
So, you know? This is the thing, though. I'm not sure if this was, the whole point is that he was causing miscarriages amongst the horses.
Well, assaulting, sexually assaulting.
Right. Okay. Well, that means, getting into the, that's what I mean. I'm not sure if it was sexual for him or if he just really
was messing about. Yeah.
Right. Like, kid boys will be boys. No, Jesus Christ. No, terrible story. Stop the kid. Get a hold of him. Apparently the farm owner was like, I don't know, what are you gonna do?
I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to say.
This was a weird one.
I'm just glad that we have authorities whose job it is to deal with the situation and figure out what they're gonna do. We'll keep you up to date regarding any updates.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're gonna put an end to this madness.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, those were some of the stories this Wednesday morning. Mm. There are, of course, more stories happening around Thailand, and you can find that on thetiger.com. We'll see you live again tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Until then, see you. Take care. Stay safe, everybody.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.